Welcome back to WPKY's Decision 2022 Political Candidate Forum. We now have in the studio joining us the candidates for Caldwell County Sheriff, John Pettit and Don Weedman. Thank you and welcome, guys. Appreciate y'all being here.
Great to have you guys with us. Thank you so much for being here and agreeing to participate and let folks know a little bit more about you. We're going to start just like we have in our previous forums tonight. We'll start with the first person on the ballot. That's Mr. Don Weedman with your opening remarks. And then Mr. Pettit will finish with your opening remarks and we'll start alternating questions. Mr. Weedman, opening remarks. Why do you want to run for office and what are your qualifications?
Well, first of all, I want to thank y'all for having these forums and so the community can have an idea of what the candidates are thinking and what their plans are. It's a very good thing. The question I've been asked that many times, why are you wanting to run? Because I've got over 40 years experience in law enforcement. And they said, well, you're retired in this day and time. Why are you wanting to run? And we're all aware of our current situations. At this day and time, proven leadership is needed in any facet of government, and particularly in law enforcement, and it is important for this community. And I feel that I can use my expertise and my training, my knowledge, to make our community better for all of us, a safer place to live, a safer place for our children, and that's my belief. And I also believe that I owe my service to this community, particularly in the time we live, as I mentioned before, the tumultuous time we have around us. We need to be more proactive on what we are doing for people's so people can feel they're safe. We need to look at our drug situation, be more proactive on it, and cooperate with other agencies, and that's the reason that I am interested in running. We've lived here about 37 years, give or take, my family and I, and I've been in law enforcement here when I transferred from Eastern Kentucky with the state police in 1985, so I am part of this community, even though I wasn't born and raised here. This is my home.
Thank you, Mr. Weedman. Same question, Mr. Pettit. Tell us a little bit about why you're running for office and your qualifications to serve.
Well, my name is John Pettit. Of course, I'm your former jailer and former deputy sheriff. I've never been one to just sit back and watch. I was always one to participate. And over the last 12 years, I've decided that I didn't like the way things were going, so instead of complaining about it, I wanted to do something about it. I've worked in this area, I guess you would say, for over 29 years, especially for the city and the county, both. I spent several years with the sheriff's department here locally, and it was some of the best times of my life. I learned a lot working there. And then, of course, when I got elected as jailer the first time, I learned a lot from the people that I was actually dealing with out on the streets. I always wanted to try to make a difference in people's lives, and that's been my goal. And that's why I've served the county now for over 29 years.
Tammy?
Okay. Mr. Pettit, this question will come to you first. What can be done to improve coverage of the county by deputies?
It's going to put more people out on the street. I mean, you pay for what you get. When I was with the sheriff's department, the years that I was there, we were on call after a certain time, which always run into some kind of problem. Because you're at home in bed asleep and you get a call, you got to get up, you got to wake up, you got to do things of this nature. And like working at the jail, I learned a long time ago that everybody's got to participate. And you can't just allow certain individuals not to work outside. So what I always said is, you know, is that we have got, everybody has to work. Everybody plays a part. Everybody plays a role. The sheriff's department here is a small sheriff's department, and its role here is a lot more than what a lot of people think. We kind of need to make sure that we have the coverage, and that you have to put more people on the street. And that's the only way that you're going to get the coverage, 24-hour coverage that you need. And this day and time, you need it. I mean, you have to have that coverage.
Okay. Mr. Weedman, same question. What can be done to improve coverage of the county by deputies?
Well, as Mr. Pettit said, it's obvious that you have to have more personnel. The sheriff's office, my understanding, currently has two road deputies. One deputy is either in training or going to training, and a court security officer and the sheriff. It's obvious there's no way 24-hour patrol can be done with that amount of personnel. Because of the other duties that are necessary. There's many things that can be done. You can manage what personnel you have. You can contact the other agencies to support you, talk to them about extra coverage, see what you can do to coordinate activities. We have to have some more deputies, and, or at least get up to complement. Depending on your manpower, you can do a whole lot with four deputies. Six would be better. Three court security officers would free up road deputies, things of that nature. But one thing that can be done is what time you have coverage is to make sure those officers are out in the communities, being present, being seen, not sitting somewhere stationary in the middle of town, things like that. Princeton Police Department has town covered very well, with the exception of administrative duties such as that. Those officers could be out on the street. Now, for 24-hour coverage, that's been talked about. It's a coverage that, if possible, is needed, but in practicality, with our finances, manpower, is not going to happen in the very near future. That is something we can work for and certainly try to get. But that budgetary restraints, money's critical now, but we can certainly work to that.
Sure. Another duty, of course, of the Sheriff's Department is tax collection. Is the current tax collection procedure for Caldwell County efficient, or do we need to make some improvements? Mr. Weedman, first question, question to you first of all.
Okay, one thing that I want to do is contact the state auditor's office and for instructions on how we need to account for the monies. So there won't be any confusion that there has to be so many people sign off something, there's only one person signs off, things of this nature. So we have accountability. And I think we'll get cooperation from the auditor's office to make sure that we do things properly. I am familiar with what it takes to keep up with money, account for it, but I want to make sure it's done properly according to the regulations. Now, with that being said, we need to look at office hours if during the tax collection period, so that people, when the penalty phases are coming up, there's maybe extra office hours. And I noticed that the sheriff's office is doing that on a couple of days on the upcoming calendar. But we need to be accountable for what we're doing and doing within the purview of what the regulations are. They're set. We can't say because it's been done that way before that that's the reason I'm doing it, and I didn't know any better. Now we have an obligation to know how to do these things.
Same question, Mr. Pettit. Is the current tax collection procedure efficient, or do we need to improve it?
I think it's efficient. I spent 8 years helping collect taxes. I've been through the process, know how it's handled. We've got a pretty good program set up, and I think it is efficient. The auditors have always, you know, not found any issues as far as the tax collection goes. I think it's running pretty good right now.
Tim?
Okay. Mr. Pettit, this question comes to you first. What will you do to better communicate with the people of Princeton and Caldwell County to make sure their needs are met?
My biggest thing is community-oriented policing. And that's what I've always strived for. You've got to be involved with the community. The 8 years that I spent on the road as a deputy and 12 years as the jailer, I learned real quick that the separation between law enforcement and the community is keeps getting stronger and stronger. And I believe that community-oriented policing gives that back. I tell people sometimes, I say I laugh because I used to not have to buy my supper most of the nights because when I was out in the county, people would invite me in their house to eat. And I knew where every pastor lived. I knew where every, you know, all their churches. I knew the school teachers, where they lived, things of this nature. And it was that bond that I made with the people that's helped me all these years. I still have people calling me about drugs. I have people calling me. One person got his car stole. He come by to see me. And I haven't been on the sheriff's department in 12 years. So it's that intercommunication between people. If they trust you and they like you, they will help you. And, I mean, I've been blessed all these years because this community has backed me 100% on whatever I did. And I think that's the main thing. You've got to get the community with the police to let them know that the police are human, you know, and that we need to stick together. You know, like I've always said, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village to make sure that things are done the way they're supposed to do. And that communication between people and law enforcement needs to grow stronger. And that's my intentions.
Okay. Mr. Weedman, same question. What will you do to better communicate with the people of Princeton and Caldwell to make sure their needs are met?
I think the community policing aspect is something that has to be looked at. It's something that's looked at every day by our dealings with the people in the community. The Kentucky State Police, when I was hired in 1975, that's something was stressed. We stopped by. We knew the people in the community. You knew who they were. You talked with them, said hello. Let the people understand that they are a person. You respect that person. They're just not an entity occupying a space and time. Treat them as you want to be treated. As I mentioned a while ago, having the officers, the deputies, out on the roads patrolling, they can stop. They'll see people. They'll be encouraged to stop, talk to people. If they see somebody working on a fence or whatever, a side road, stop and say, hey, how you doing? Anything going on here? Seek them out to give you information. That is community policing. They will, once you enter into that communication, that relationship with them, they will tell others. This is a small community. They'll tell somebody else, and hey, you can talk to him. Hey, you can trust him to build that confidence where they will come to you and call you. All the public ads that I have put out in either the primary or this general election has my home phone number on that. I put that on my flyers and material that I leave at homes. I do not contact these people. That is reaching out to people, letting them be able to contact you. That's what I personally do. I've done this when I was chief of police. I went and talked with people. They knew who I was. They could come and talk to me. They could call me at the house if they wanted to. That openness is what you have to have. And that's what some things we're lacking in this world today, is that openness and contact with people, so that all the people know each other, have some respect for each other, and that is what we have to do. We're not better as officers than anyone else. We're all equal, and that's what we have to convey and keep that in the forefront. And having that, when you tell somebody something, you do that. That confidence that they can trust you. That's community policing.
Okay. And gentlemen, one more question, then we'll move to our closing comments here. And I had a couple of questions that have really addressed the same topic. What is the most significant law enforcement issue facing Caldwell County today, and why? And how will you address that, Mr. Weeman?
I think it has to be in everybody's mind. It's drugs. Drugs are a bane to our society. Not necessarily just the legal drugs, it's the illegal use of legal medications. That is a real problem. That's why I will reach out to the Pennybrook Narcotics Task Force to work with them, the Kentucky State Police with the DESI, the Drug Enforcement Special Investigation Unit, and the contacts we have with DEA. Contact them, see what we can do, and work again, as I said before, in unison with the resources that we have. This is not an IU ego type, my territory situation, and the Princeton Police Department. I mean, we live in the world today, and that's the way we've got to approach this drug problem. We have to open our eyes and look to what we can do as a group to combat this plague that we have. Can we solve that problem? No, we can't solve that problem, but we can certainly make it the drug dealers be drug dealers instead of wholesale operators. And we can certainly help the people who have addiction problems. If they have a dependency problem, we can reach out to them, reach out and make other programs available, knowledge of other programs available, and talk with the families so that they can understand how they can approach helping their family members. It has to be a two-pronged approach. You have to attack the thugs, the parasites that are supplying illegal drugs. You also have to help those folks that are abusing those drugs as well as legal drugs and try to restore them to being useful citizens.
Thank you, Mr. Weeman. Same question, Mr. Pettit. What is the most significant law enforcement issue facing the county, and why, and how do you plan to address it?
I have to agree with Don. Drugs is the main thing. And the reason I say that is for the last 12 years, I've seen the results. I've seen them come in. I've seen it destroy families. Everybody thinks that someone's son gets arrested, that's the son pays. No, the son doesn't pay. His parents pay. His mom, his dad, his brother, his sister, his grandparents. And one of the biggest things that I've always tried to do is look at both sides of the coin. We have an obligation. You know, when a man gets sworn in and puts that badge on, that badge stands for law and order, but it also stands for compassion. It stands for dedication. It stands for truth and justice. And those things have to be applied to all the situations. The drug programs that I installed at the jail and played a part in should be also offered out on the streets. You know, if you've got a parent or if you've got a parent that comes to us in law enforcement and says, hey, my son or my daughter has an issue, but he's never been arrested, he's never been charged, there's a program called the Badges of Hope. And that gives that parent the information that he can pass, that they can pass along to their child. You know, it's not a way out of trouble, but it is a way to deal with what your problems are. And I think the deputies in this community need to be trained on things other than just, okay, I'm 10, 15, I arrested you, I put you in the back of the car, I go jail, drop you off, and that's the end of it. Move on next. And I think that's where that community policing comes in, where you assist that family. Because not everybody that comes to jail, their parents don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. And it's your job, once you put that uniform on, to let these parents know, I can help you. I can direct you. I can educate you. And I think that's what needs to happen here in this community. I think they need to be educated, not just arrested. I think that the drug dealers need to come off this street faster than anything. And I notice a lot of law enforcement say, well, they don't stay in jail long enough. That's not your problem. Your problem was to get them off the street. If they come out 2 weeks or 2 days or 2 hours and they do it again, you put them right back in jail. It's called job security. But it's your job to get them off the streets. And I think that plays such a big role. And while some law enforcement has gone, they get to that point where, you know, it doesn't do them any good. You're out before I get home. Well, I always tell them, I'll see you in a little bit. And I think that is where that community policing comes in.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And now we'll start with the closing comments. And Mr. Pettit, we'll go with you first. Mr. John Pettit.
I have spent my entire career trying to make a difference in people's lives. I'm 57 years old. Over 29 years of that 57 years, I've been in a uniform. I've been in this community. I've collected taxes at your courthouse. I've bailiffed your courts. I've tried to make a difference in people's lives. I want to see the Sheriff's Department back to its full glory. I was so proud to work at the Sheriff's Department. There's a good group of people. There's caring people. And I like to be a part of it. And I think I can do the job. And I think that my passion for this community, my record speaks for itself. I mean, 29 years is a long time. I mean, I used to be on the police department. I patrolled the streets. I patrolled the back roads of this community. I've done everything that I could possibly do to make it a better place to live. And if I win as sheriff, I'm going to do that and continue on making a better place to live.
Thank you, Mr. Pettit. Mr. Weidman, same, your closing comments for tonight.
Well, we've talked about many issues in the last few minutes, very important issues. All these things that we're wanting to do takes planning, takes training, and takes leadership to carry out these things. We talked about the Office of Visibility. You have to manage your personnel. We talked about making things better, better training and things of that nature. That has to be planned. With my over 40 years law enforcement experience, I have the training, I have the education, I have the training and leadership, professional development, and I have a proven track record with the departments I've been with, agencies I've been with, that I can do this. When I retired from the state police, I was the branch commander and command. Had the command of 8 state police posts, the western branch, was under my purview. I know how to manage law enforcement administratively. I know how to manage law enforcement operationally. I have been the chief of police here in Princeton. I'm very much aware of the city and the county. I live in the county. And as on top of that, I had 10 years here at, almost 10 years here at the Madisonville Police, State Police Post, where we overseen operations here in Caldwell County. With my over 3 years experience with the Pentagon Narcotics Task Force and working here in Caldwell County, I surely have insight into the problems of this county. Therefore, with that, when I'm elected sheriff, we will be able to carry that forward and make this community a better place for all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Don Weeben and Mr. John Pettit, candidates for Caldwell County Sheriff. Tammy?
This is WPKY Princeton, and we'll be back with more Decision 2022 coming up after the break.
It's back to school time. That means our kids are keeping us busy. Let's make sure those vehicles are running top notch. I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running.